Blog Talk Radio.
If my people who are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their
I'm
Hallelujah.
You're listening to the Spirit Alive Christian Podcast Network, your global transformation station. Good evening, everyone. I'm Bishop Shalene Cook, founder, owner, and executive producer of the Spirit Alive Network. And this is Prayer Changes Things for this Wednesday, July 7th, 2021. Hallelujah. And as always, I'd like to welcome you all. We are so glad that you are here with us on tonight. And we're going to be talking about why prayer changes things. So, and then we are going to go into our prayer meeting, and we are just going to ask all of you to that are in here that believe in the power of prayer, we're going to ask you to raise your voice up to the Father and pray as the Holy Spirit leads you to pray as well, because we do believe that prayer changes things. And Scripture clearly says that prayer is so very important. But I ask you tonight, have you ever wondered how effective prayer really is? Now, when we see the results, we can think that our prayers have made a difference. But what happens when our request seems to go unanswered? Then we can begin to doubt. Now, both of these assumptions use the wrong measurement. The Bible clearly says that the power to create, fix, and heal comes from Almighty God alone. But our prayers do matter to God, and can even move him when they are aligned with his heart. The word of God says in Psalm 37:4-5, take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him, and he will do this. In 1 John chapter 5, verses 14 through 15, we see this. This is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we ask of him. You see, when we are tuned in and dialed in to God, when our heart is turned toward God, our prayers can have the effect of displaying more of God's character and desires. And that can have a big impact within us and on those around us. And part of aligning our prayers more closely with God's will is learning what kind of prayers please him. But praise God for his goodness, because his holy word is filled with examples and lessons that are woven throughout the scriptures that show us just how to do that. In the gospel, Jesus gives us a model for prayer. It opens with a humble acknowledgement of God's sovereignty. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That's Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 through 10. You see, God promises to honor the prayers of those who submit to his rule in their lives. Now, you just heard 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven. Hallelujah. Also, the New Testament authors wrote about righteousness and faith being essential elements of the prayers that delight God. They also urge us to trust in the Lord's ability and his faithfulness to answer our prayers. In James chapter 1, verses 6 through 7, we read, but when you ask, you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. And that person should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Now, a lot of what Scripture has to say about prayer has to do with our motivation for lifting up our request. Jesus said it most plainly in John chapter 15, verse 7. He says, if you remain in me and my words in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. Now, in this short verse, Jesus teaches us an important principle, and that is by staying close to him, we'll become less self-centered. And the things that we'll pray will start to reflect God's vision for his people and for this world. And these are the prayers that God wants to answer. You see, God will not answer selfish, self-centered prayers. He doesn't even listen to them, let alone honor them. But as we start to learn more of God's heart, as we start to draw closer and closer to God, as we begin to delight ourselves in him, as we begin to truly want to please him, the items on our prayer list will shift its focus. Now, I'm going to give you a small sampling of what I'm talking about. You know, people say, well, to God be the glory. And a lot of times what they're really saying is, give that glory of God to me. But see, when we really have our hearts turned toward God, we just want the Lord to be glorified. Because in Psalm 66 and 17, it says, I cried out to him with my mouth. His praise was on my tongue. No, so see, there's nothing there that says we spew out all the wonderful, glorious things about ourselves so that people might pray that we be glorified. But no, we pray that God might be glorified. When our hearts are turned toward God and we are praying to please God, we begin to pray that personal needs would be met and not just ours. Because we believe what it says in Hebrews 4 and 16. Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. So see, again, not relying on our own strength, not trusting our own selves, but trusting God to be faithful, praying knowing that God is faithful, believing that God is faithful, and we can go up there confidently knowing that he is faithful. You see, when our heart is turned toward God and we're praying to please God, then we're praying that God will forgive sins. Mm-hmm. Yes, not just our sins, but everybody's sins. James 5 and 16 says, therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. Hallelujah. So when we're praying to please God, we're praying that sins are forgiven. And then we also pray that others, not ourselves, but others would be blessed. See, we know God loves those kind of prayers. Hallelujah. Because it says in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 4, I urge then, first of all, that petitions, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings and all those in authority, that they may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. This is good and pleases God our Savior, who wants all people to be saved and come to the knowledge of truth. Hallelujah. When we are praying to please God, when we are praying, expecting for our prayers to change things, we're praying that others be blessed. And I want to just interject right here, my brothers and sisters, because I know some people might be thinking, well, God's sovereign, so what's the use of praying? Or, well, can prayer change God's mind? Well, let me explain something to you. God is not human that he should lie. He is not a man that he should lie, nor a man that he should, or a human being that he should have to change his mind or repent, okay? You see, one of God's qualities is that he's unchanging. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So our prayers don't really affect that. But I know in some Bible passages it can appear that way. But what we need to understand above all else is that God wants us to repent and return to him. You see, in his mercy, he is moved when he hears someone sincerely asking for that one more chance. For instance, God spoke a prophecy of destruction over Jerusalem through Isaiah. But he also included the opportunity for the nation to avoid their fate. You see, he said, if they repented and returned to him, God was willing to accept them and hold back his frightening plan. Now, other examples of this include his plan for Nineveh, as described in the book of Jonah, with his good hard-headed self. In Genesis, Abraham bargains with God to save the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. God agrees to save the city if a remnant of godly people could be found. You find that in Genesis 18 and 20. So we see that prayer did play a part in all of these events. The king in Nineveh commanded the people, let everyone call urgently on God. Let them give up their evil ways and their violence. So their prayers reached God, and he spared the city. Hallelujah. Saints, new converts, precious baby Christians, I want you to understand this about prayer, because so many get off on this the wrong foot when it comes to the purpose of prayer. They think, you know, prayer is about asking God for stuff or asking God to fix situations or to get us out of trouble. But that's not really what prayer is about, because, see, when you think about it, that's very shallow and self-centered. And God doesn't honor anything that is self-centered. So what I want you to understand, and the way I want you to look at prayer, is it is a way to communicate with God Almighty. It is so much more than lifting up our prayers and our fears, our concerns and our fears. It's so much more than lifting up our needs and our wants. It's so much more than just going up there saying, fix it, fix it, fix it. Prayer is a time to just sit and fellowship with God. And you know what? After a while, what will happen is, you know, I like to just go up there because, see, I know he's taking care of me. But, see, now I go up there and say, well, Lord, is there anybody I should be talking to? Is there anybody that I should be watching because they're growing up in you? Lord, is there, how you know, I want them to experience a deeper purpose. I want them to understand their call. I want them to understand their part. I want them to understand, Lord, is there anybody, how can I help you? Not that you need any help. Thank you. You are sovereign, after all. But, Lord, because I love you so much. And I want people to know you the way I know you. Because I want them to experience what I've experienced. Your love and your kindness, your grace and your mercy. I use that prayer time to just go up there and fellowship. Just sit in his presence. Inquire in his temple. Hallelujah. You know, because I believe that, Virgo, because I believe what the scripture says when it tells us that prayer activates movement in the spiritual realm. Look what it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 through 5. For though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does. The weapons we fight are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive over every thought to make it obedient to Lord Christ. Okay. Because we understand what it says in Ephesians 6 and 12. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers and against the authorities, against the powers of the dark and against the spiritual forces of evil in heavenly realm. So prayer has a lot of power to change things in the spiritual and the natural when they line up with God's will. Because, see, God certainly doesn't need us to pray in order to accomplish his plan. He already has all the strength and the might that he needs. But yet, God calls us to do it, as Paul wrote, at all times. That's because God knows what prayer does in us and for us. Our Heavenly Father designed people to be in relationship with him and each other. He provided prayer as that a tool for connecting. It's a way to show our love to God and a way to show our love through encouraging others. Prayer reminds us of who God is and what he can do. And a lot of times I get to praying, and honey, it just leads me right on into worship. And it leads me right on into my praise. Because, see, I'm delighted in him, and he's delighted in me, and we're delighted in one another. Hallelujah. So it's just going to be a hallelujah praise time, praying, praising, good time up in here. See, because my prayers, your prayers, should make us humble and aware of our neediness for God. Our prayers should make us humble so we always keep our eyes fixed on God. And when we see God answer our request, it should be a call for celebration. Just like Jesus and the angels celebrate when one of the babies come back into the fold. Well, when God blesses us, that's the way we should be celebrating. Not because we're so good, but because he's so good. Hallelujah. So God doesn't need us. He wants us. He wants to bless us. He wants us to walk in righteousness and humility. He wants us to walk in graciousness. And as he pours that up on us, we are to pray that for others. Now, I want to address something from a young people again, because I don't want you to get this twisted. You're going to have to understand something. Sometimes God just says no when we pray. Because I know it's been said that God never leaves a prayer unanswered. But his word doesn't give any guarantees that we will get everything we want. And sometimes his response or lack of it does feel like a great big fat no. But you see, God's timing is perfect. Sometimes he's not saying no. He's saying, not that, this, not now, then, you know. But or sometimes he just flat out says no because it's not in his will and it's not in his purpose for us. So, but and scripture does mention a couple of potential reasons why God might say no, like I said, because of his timing. His timing is perfect. Read 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. Sometimes he says no because of our doubt. He knows we're not ready. Now, he knows we're not ready, and we cannot go out and convict anybody of anything if we're not convicted in ourselves. Read Matthew 21, chapter 21, verses 21 through 22. And sometimes he says no because of our flat-out disobedience, like they tell us in John chapter 9, verses 31. And a no from God might also be because he has a better yes for us, usually something that we wouldn't even think to ask, and he has it at a time and a way that we don't even expect it. So no, you're not getting this over here because I got this over here and it's going to be so much better for you. I don't know about you, but there has been times I know God. I said, ooh, I'm so glad God, you God, because I didn't even see that one coming. But whatever the reason might be, we have to continue to seek God. We have to continue to pray. And we can start by honestly pouring out our feelings and thoughts to God. You know? Have a conversation with him. Then we can decide together. Then you and the Lord together, you know, we can decide together what we're going to do with item per item. You know, I know how to pass things off to the Lord. I don't believe in holding on to things that's not in my lane. I tell myself real quick, I'm not equipped for this one. I'm going to pass this over like Joe Montana would pass that ball over to Jerry Rice. This is not for me. I'm going to pray about it, though, but I'm sure I'm going to pass it off to the Lord. And sometimes he'll say, hey, stand with this person, encourage this person, continue to pray with this person, and I'm going to help you stand through it. And he will give us the peace that we need as we wait. And, you know, it's easy and it's very tempting to look for visible signs. You know, you want to see results that our prayers are effective. But you have to understand something. Prayer has a purpose that goes so much further than beyond just getting. You know, prayer is the most, it's not a matter of changing things externally. But prayer is a matter of talking to God, trusting in God, and letting him work out some beautiful miracles in our inner nature. So prayer does change things. And I just praise God tonight that we are able to go to the Lord in prayer. And that's what we're about to do at this time. We do have a few prayer warriors in the house on tonight. I am going to let them make comments. First, I'll let them make their comments about the study, and then we will go into our prayer time. Amen. Let's go to the Holloways. I know they're in here, and if you are in the studio and you would like to make a comment about the lesson or if you would like to pray, kindly press your 1, and I will address you by your area code and the last 4 digits of your phone number, please. Thank you. So first we're going to go to Apostle Edwin and Prophetess Kathleen Holloway, but before we do that, I would just like to say today is Prophetess Kathleen Holloway's birthday. And from all of us here at the Spirit Alive Network, we would just like to wish our beautiful queen a very blessed, a very prosperous birthday. And we pray that it is as special as you are. We pray that God blesses you with many, many more. And we just want to thank God for giving you another year to be here with all of us. We love you so much, Prophetess. And we just pray continued blessings, not just today, but every day of your life, because you are truly a living example of God's love and truly a living example of what it means to be a virtuous woman. God bless you, mighty woman of God. We love you. Happy birthday. Now you may make your comment.
I almost can't make the comment now. Praise God. Praise God. God is so good. Thank you. Thank you so much, Bishop. I feel so loved. I just thank God for the lesson tonight, and I love prayer. I love that prayer does change things. You mentioned a few things that even Apostle and I were talking about yesterday. Some of us pray and pray and pray, and we don't believe anything. When we pray, we got to believe that it's already done. We got to believe that God hears us. He does hear us. But we just have to believe that whatever we ask the Lord, He is going to bring it to pass. And also I enjoyed was when you said about sometimes we're asking God, fix it, Lord, fix it. Get me out of this, get me out of this. So we end up begging God. Just we got to understand that prayer will change us in the middle of the trial, in the middle of the hurt. We've got to understand as we pray and lay before God that God fixes our heart and our mind. He does give us a transformation, spiritual transformation. I enjoy the lesson about prayer.
And amen. Thank you, man.
I give God praise, glory, and honor. God is good. Back in 1988, the ministry that Prophetess belonged to and I joined when we got married, the Holy Ghost told it was time for us to move on. And he told us to go in prayer. He told us to go. When to go to see the pastor. It was 6:00 in the morning. And we went, knocked on his door, and he opened the door and he says, he greeted us and said, come on in. And he asked us what could he do for us. And we told him that the Lord was sending us on our way. And he said to us, he said, whatever you do, don't stop the prayer. The prayer is the most important thing to ministry. And we thank God that we've kept the prayer going, the prayer wheel turning. It is the prayer. It is us seeking God in the prayer, not praying, Lord, fix it, fix it. Oh, Lord, Lord, bless me, bless me, bless me.
Right. That's good.
But we get before God and cry out to God in the prayer. Tell God about it, whatever it is. Prayer is communing with God.
Yes, it is.
That's all it is. Communing with God.
Amen.
And God will hear us. The effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous man availeth much.
Yes, it does. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Anybody else? All right. Well, we're going to praise God, and we're going to go. We have approximately 15 minutes, and that will give each of us a couple of moments to just lift up something that God lays on my heart. So I'm gonna leave it in the Holloway camp, and I'm going to ask prophetess come forth right now, and won't you just pray as what God lays on your heart, keeping in mind the time we three, one for the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. We're going to close this prayer meeting out with prayer. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father God. We just lift you up this evening. We magnify your name. We thank you so much for what you're doing in our lives. We thank you for another chance, another year, another day. We thank
yes.
you and we praise you, God. We
yes,
thank
Lord.
You for saving us and giving us the opportunity to seek your
yes.
faith. Father God, we give you the praise and the glory. And Father God, I just lift up our country. I lift up the President
yes.
of the United States, those that are in authority over our land, over the politics. Father God, that you would touch, save, deliver, and set free, and that you would guide them in the way that will help the people, Father God,
yes,
in
Lord.
The name of Jesus. We ask that you would stir them up in you, Father God, that they
yes,
would do
Lord.
Things your way, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we just ask that you would protect our children, Father God,
yes,
even as they
Jesus.
Go back to school, oh God. Protect them in the schools, out of the schools,
yes.
walking to and from the schoolyards, Father God. We ask that you will protect them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Holy Ghost, we just ask that you would touch your people and stir up your people even the more to pray and to believe your word, Father God. And if we haven't got it right, Father God, that we get it right before
Come
you,
on,
Father
yes,
God.
Man.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Because that's where your power comes from, Father God.
Yes.
And God, we thank you through our obedience is your power. And we thank you and we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor for all that you're
yes.
doing for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Yes.
Thank you,
amen.
Lord.
Amen.
Thank
Come on, Apostle.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, we thank you, O God, for the opportunity. It is an opportunity to come
Father
before
God.
Your throne and lay our request
yes,
on the altar,
Jesus.
God. We thank you, God, that you are the great I am. You are
yes,
the everlasting
Jesus.
Father. You are the
yes,
Prince of
Lord.
Peace. You're the Rose of Sharon, the Lily of the Valley, the
thank
Bright
you,
Morning
Jesus.
Star. God, we
Lord.
Thank you that you are our God, and there's nothing too hard for thee. God, you said,
yes,
come
Lord.
Holy to the throne of grace in a time of need. So, Father God, we're in a time of need, God. We're in a time
yes.
of uncertainty, God. And we're asking you to move by your spirit all
yes,
across
Lord.
This nation
yes,
and
Lord.
Around the world, God. In the name of Jesus, there are those that seek your face in other countries that are being persecuted,
yes, Lord.
God. They're being martyred, oh God. We
yes,
asking
Lord.
You to move by your
my
spirit,
Lord.
God. We asking you to touch, God. We asking you to deliver, God, and bring
Jesus,
them out,
Jesus.
God, with a high hand. God, there's nothing too hard for thee, God. You
yes.
are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Father God, we thank you, God. We thank you, God, that you're moving by your spirit, God.
Yes,
oh, yes,
Lord.
God, all around the world, God. We ask
yes,
you,
Lord,
to touch, God, deliver, set
touch
free,
Jesus.
God. And, Lord, those that don't know you, God, you said you had your hand stretched
yes,
out
Lord.
To them, God. And you're
yes,
calling
sir.
On to the calling them to come. Oh, God, yes. Come, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
Let some rest in you, Jesus.
So, God, we ask you, Lord, to move by your Spirit, God.
Yes,
move
Jesus.
Around the world. Move in this United States, God. Lord,
yes,
they don't
Lord.
Understand, God. They don't understand, oh, God, we're in a time of crisis, God. And we need
yes.
you, God. We need you to move, God, in the White House, in the Black House,
yes,
in the Senate,
Lord.
And in the Congress, God. In
yes,
the states,
Jesus.
Oh, God, they're doing stuff against your word, against your will, God, and persecuting
yes, Lord.
Your people, God. So, Father God, we just ask you, Lord, to have your way. Oh, God, and
yes.
those who are, oh, God, those that are on this line, God, that are hurting, God, we just ask
yes,
you, Lord, to lift
Jesus.
Them up and heal, God. Deliver, set free, God. Touch them from the
yes.
crown of their head to the sole of their feet. God, whatever they're going through, God, bring them through so
yes,
they can be
Jesus.
On the other side of through and look back and say, I know how I got over. I
yes.
know. Look and wonder. You don't have to look and wonder no more. You know how you got over. It was
Hallelujah.
Genius. And God, we
yes,
thank
Lord.
You for it. We
thank
you,
Lord.
You for all that you do. We thank you
yes,
for
Jesus.
Touching God. Thank you, oh God, for the broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
We thank you,
thank
Lord,
you,
that we
Lord.
Can tell folks about you. God, in the name
yes.
of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, God, and we give you all the praise. We give you
yes.
all the glory and honor. In Jesus'
yes.
name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Father God, I come agreeing, standing in total agreement with these mighty and precious saints. Hallelujah. Father God, I pray right now for every servant leader all over this world, Lord God. I pray that they would turn their hearts completely to you, that they would drop every pretense, that they would drop everything, Lord, that is keeping them from truly walking in you and truly protecting your sheep as you have called us to do, oh God. Let us preach the word boldly, Father God. Let us preach with conviction. And more than that, God, let us live that holy word out before your people so that they might truly understand what it means to be in a relationship with you. Lord, I come just lifting up Apostle and Prophetess Holloway tonight. Lord, I thank you for their servant's heart. I thank you, Lord God, that you're continuing to use them to empower, to equip, Lord God, to educate your people. Lord, let them elevate them in ways that they have never imagined or seen, Lord God. I pray that you would show your uncommon favor would fall on them in a way, Lord God, that everyone would stand up and take notice of the wonderful God that you are when you are being followed by wonderful and faithful people. Now, Father God, I pray for my beautiful mother, Lord God. I pray for my queen, Lord God. I pray that you would help her, Lord, as she thinks about this move. Father God, go before her. Guide her mind, Lord God. Provide her every need, Lord God, according to your riches and glory. Make this a smooth move, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for all of our members who are suffering, Lord God, with illnesses and being restored from procedures. We know, Father God, that it is not in your will that we be sick or that we be broken in any kind of way. So, Lord, we know that you have your holy hand on them. So I come praising you in advance, Lord God, for what you're doing in the Spirit Alive family. Lord, I come thanking you and praising you right now for your healing. I come thanking you and praising you right now for your provision. I come thanking you and praising you right now for the elevations, Lord God. I come thanking you and praising you right now, Father God, for the new things that you are about to do. You're taking us into the deep, Father God. Hallelujah. But Lord, we know it is in the way that we respond. The way that we respond will help us to determine how we will go through. Lord, we're going to go through with you. Continue to lead us and guide us. Continue to teach us, Lord, how to please you. Lord, continue to use us to empower your people. Lord, let us be a light that shines so brightly that nobody in this world can miss who you are. Lord, we're praying for all of those new converts. We pray that the enemy is not allowed to snatch that seed of faith before it has time to blossom and grow. We pray, Lord God, that they would study to show themselves approved. And we pray, Father God, that they would surround themselves with people that love you, that will give them good counsel. Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus that your will be done, hallelujah, on earth as it is in heaven. And Lord, just help us to be all that you need us to be for a time such as this. I pray this and all other things in Jesus' holy and righteous mighty name. Amen and amen. I want to thank the saints of God that showed up tonight to stand in agreement, stand in the gap with me tonight and pray. So thank you, Apostle and Prophetess Holloway. Once again, Prophetess Kathleen, continue to have a beautiful and blessed birthday. And we just pray that you all continue to follow us here on the Spirit Alive Network. Hallelujah. Tomorrow you can join us for Wounded No More. Hallelujah. We're talking to the teacher. We're talking about the teacher's edition because, you know, we have a lot of folks in leadership that are wounded themselves. So we're overcomers. So you're welcome to come out and join us for the study. And then on Friday, join us for Every Man Standing in His Place. And for more information about the Spirit Alive Network, that may be found in each and every slide in our slideshow on our program. So we want to thank you for listening. We pray that you continue to have a beautiful and blessed week, that you acknowledge Christ in all that you do, and from our household to yours. It is our fervent prayer that you be ye transformed. Good night, and God bless you. Love you, Holloways. God bless you.
We love you, too.
God bless. Bye-bye. Thank you. Beautiful program. Thank you.